Well, I invite you to read along with me if you want to turn in your Bible. I think the scripture will also be shown up on the screen, but you're invited to read along with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11 is the scripture lesson that I want to read today, and there's a heading called "The God of All Comfort." Last week we talked about God being able to save to the uttermost those who come to Him in faith, and that He is able to save us completely and to take us to the His kingdom and to His places where He wants us to be. And so God is able to deliver. Today is our theme. He's able to deliver us in lots of ways, and I want to look at some of those ways. And maybe while you're turning, I have a little riddle for you. You see a boat filled with people. The boat has not sunk. You look away, and when you look back again, you don't see a single person. And why? The boat is filled with people. The boat hasn't sunk. You look away and you look back, and the boat isn't filled with a single person. That's because they're all married, right? Okay, well, that's about as dumb as they come, right? All right, anyway, on with the real part. Praise be to the God of and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our hearts, our lives, so through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us. He will deliver us. On Him we have sent our hope, that He will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. God is able to deliver is the theme for today. And I wonder, have you ever received a death sentence? Or maybe you've been with someone who received that. Or maybe you've seen on the news of someone who has received that death sentence. They come in lots of different ways, of course. Some come from the judge who lets his gavel fall, and the judgment comes, and that capital punishment perhaps is inflicted on that person who's done a horrific crime. But sometimes it comes when the doctor sits across the table and says, "I'm sorry, I don't have good news for you." Or sometimes it comes as the villain in the car drives by shooting randomly at whatever target a person or a innocent person might be there. There are all kinds of ways that the death sentence comes. And emergencies, they come to all of God's children. There are lots of examples of emergencies. Times when there's a need for deliverance from death or from dire circumstance. And you read in the Old Testament as the Hebrews coming out of Egypt all of a sudden find themselves between the the Red Sea and the Egyptian army and stuck with hardly any direction to go. Or there's Jonah, who's been swallowed up by the fish, and now he's there in captivity in the belly of that fish, hoping for some kind of deliverance. And there are all kinds of stories in the New Testament. The disciples, as they're journeying across that stormy sea in the boat and crying out for saving, and there is Jesus asleep in the stern of the boat. How can he be sleeping at a time like this? And they wake him up and he delivers them. There are lots and lots of those stories when the dire circumstance, the sense of not knowing which way to turn or what's going to happen next comes. And so the Apostle Paul is writing to the Corinthians to encourage them through some times that are difficult, some sufferings and some heartaches and trials that are coming. He's encouraging them to remember the God who comforts, the God who delivers. And so he begins with praise. Praise be to God, the God of all compassion and the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so we can comfort those in their troubles. And it's sort of a sharing. We pass on the things that we receive and the things we gain. And the letters Paul writes about the sufferings, not only that they're going through, but he says we ourselves had some awfully difficult times in that province of Asia. And we don't know exactly what that was. The scriptures don't tell us that specific circumstance, whether he was in prison and maybe awaiting the trial or the sentence that was to come, or maybe he had been stoned and dragged outside the city and left for dead, as had happened on some occasions, or maybe there were some other circumstances that were perilous and difficult, so he's been through some suffering. And he says, we don't want you to be uninformed about what we went through. We despaired even of life, he said, and indeed our hearts felt the sentence of death. And so that sense of going through the struggles, but he also had sensed the comfort of God. And so he says, we were comforted so that we can help share that with you. When you're going through your sufferings, we help you. And when we suffer, you help us. And there is kind of a mutual sharing of help and encouragement. But Paul writes here in verse 10 and talks about the God who's able to deliver. He says, he has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. Then he says, on him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us. And so he's that God who has delivered, and the hope in him that he will continue to deliver. And God is able to deliver us from some really difficult times, some dire circumstances, the deadly perils that he says. And maybe in your life or in your trials, there have been those deliverances from the illness, the surgery, or the bypass surgery, or the thing that was so crucial that God helped get you through, or that hardship that was a part of your life that made things so difficult. The evil persons that sometimes are out to get us in some way. They want to get us fired, or they want to somehow get back at us for something that we might have done, or they're just evil people that somehow are finding some kind of pleasure or some kind of sense of gain from harming others. There is a deliverance that God is able to do from those things, but also into a victory over death. In Paul's case, he's delivered from death into a further life. But in Acts chapter 12, I don't know if you've read that recently, but you'll notice in Acts chapter 12 that two of Jesus' three primary disciples, there were Peter, James, and John, that were often kind of brought closer and helped to see some of those specific miracles in the times in the garden. Well, you see in there that James is arrested by Herod and put to death. He's the first martyr for the Christian faith. And they and he discovers that that so pleased some of the Jewish leaders that he'll do it again. And so he goes and arrests Peter, and Peter is put in jail, and they are awaiting the death sentence that they were going to inflict on Peter so that he can somehow make the Jewish people happy. But as you read the story, in the nighttime, the angel comes and taps him on the shoulder and wakes him up, and the chains fall off of him, and they go through, and the door opens, and out they go into the street, and Peter is set free. And two of Jesus' three closest disciples delivered from death, one way and one the other way. One into an eternal victory and the other to stay a little longer and share the message and the hope in Christ. Some are not rescued from death by restored health or by that deliverance, but are restored in the eternal sense. And we believe that God has done that even for our brother Dan today, that deliverance from the trial or the pain or the heartache. And there's a God who is able to deliver, and he shows that comfort. And often in times of loss or grief, we feel the comfort that others give to us as they have understood that. Well, I wonder, what are you struggling with today? What do you need deliverance from? Maybe it's an illness, or maybe it's a marriage situation or a family strife. Maybe it's that job that's gotten so difficult that you just want something else. You're ready for a change. And maybe it's the heartache, the loss of that loved one, or maybe the disappointment or the moving away of a friend. This week I was invited to pray for a young man who was taking a test. And this was a test that was connected to his job. And if he passed the test, then there were... Further blessings, and if he didn't pass the test, then he'd have to go through all of that again and retake the test. And so I prayed for him that he might be able to remember the things he studied, and that he might have a clear mind and just to relax. And praise God, he passed his test with a C+, I guess, which is you got to pass, and that's the main thing anyway. Sometimes, but the struggles are there, and we need that deliverance from some of those struggles. But God also delivers us by bringing things into our life that we need, or people in our lives that we need. Sometimes we need that miracle, and maybe it comes in an amazing way, the ride we need, or the wheelchair. And I still remember needing that power wheelchair, and somebody else that didn't need theirs anymore provided that for us. And sometimes it's that person that helps us to come alongside and help us cope with the struggle or the illness. God is able to bring and deliver to us the comfort we need, given in our time of need, or the grace that we need to forgive. And sometimes the struggles or the heartaches have come because of a broken relationship, and we need God to deliver us into a restored relationship. Sometimes the answers we need, maybe the deliverance is for that expecting mother to be delivered and the baby to be delivered. And in that sense, you're delivered from part of that, and you're delivered by receiving the blessing of that new little baby. And there are lots of ways that God brings things into our lives. I prayed a lot of times for my children, and I see how God brings into their lives something or takes them to that community where they can serve or thrive. And I remember speaking to my mother not too long ago. She had told me about how growing up in the Depression, they didn't have a lot of things, and there in Anderson, Indiana, the GM plant hadn't really taken off very well, and her parents were struggling just to provide for them, that little house with the coal stove in the living room and so forth. But she wanted to go to college, and she had some musical talents. Well, the sorority offered her a scholarship, and she got a $200 scholarship that enable her to be able to go to Ball State and to take classes and to eventually get her degree so that she could teach. And she became a middle school music teacher and taught in Lafayette, Indiana for many, many years. But what a blessing, because of course the blessing of one to her was a blessing to family and loved ones. And now I don't have a middle school music teacher, but I have a son that teaches, and all kinds of things that come. And somehow God delivers into our lives sometimes the very things that we need. God is also able to deliver through us. And so as Paul writes, he says, God will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers. And the intercession or the helping by our prayers is a powerful thing. I don't know if you've ever sensed or felt the prayers of someone. Maybe you're going through a tough time and and your heart's broken by something, and you sense that strength or that power. Or maybe somebody who's taken the test and they know that people are praying for them, and they have that clear mind or that sense that somebody is praying for them. There's an amazing power. We can comfort others by praying for them. We can give them hope by praying for us. And through us, there's a power in the prayer. And so we can be a part of God's delivering by praying for others. And sometimes as we pray for others, God may call us to care, maybe to help financially, or to send a card or a letter, or maybe to maybe find someone who knows something about this need or that concern and maybe connect them in some way. But as we stand firm in our faith, God delivers through his believers. And sometimes he delivers that message of truth. Or sometimes he gives people hope because he sees how God worked in someone else's life and the hope that's there. And sometimes he simply delivers the love of that Christian faith, those people who are sharing God's love. God is able to deliver. And sometimes he protects us by his angel. Sometimes he delivers us by the advice that he brings. Sometimes there are things that seem coincidental. Some almost, how did that happen? Or what was that all about? And I told the story at the lake there. We had a good crowd, 124, I think it was, this morning at the lake. I mentioned how I used to walk to Walgreens down the alley here at church, and this was 15 years ago or so. Things were a little bit different, and it was about time to pass our old clunker on to our graduating kid, and so we were looking for a new vehicle, and I kept seeing this little red truck in under the carport there, and I said, I'd like to have a little red truck about like that. And so we continued to watch and looked in the paper. Well, there was one for sale in Winnemac, and so we went over and drove the truck and decided to buy it, and got home and went to the license branch to register our new truck, and wouldn't you know, the address of the previous owner was Jefferson Street, and ended up being the same vehicle. Well, what kind of coincidence is that? Is that a God thing? Well, the truck's still running and it's still doing fine, and whether it was his hand at work, it's been a blessing. And somehow those random things, God is able to deliver in little ways the things that we need or the blessings. And I believe that God is a God who does things. Sometimes it seems coincidental until there's this one, and then this one, and then this one, and that one. And somehow the coincidences begin to make you think, this isn't really by chance. Somebody's behind all of this, orchestrating things. And I know that if he can create this mighty, powerful universe and all of its glory and all of the details in the big ways and in the tiny little ways, he can surely handle all of those little details of our lives. He's able to deliver, and those are the hand of God delivering and blessing. Well, God is able to deliver. And I want to encourage you as you think about God's deliverance. I have a few to-dos. If you need to know, what do I want you to do, or what can you take away today? The first is rely on God. One of the reasons Paul writes, and one of the things he says, this is because we want you to rely on God. He says he has delivered us from those deadly things. This happened, he said, so that we might rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. And he's a God who delivers, and we can rely on him. We can trust, even though the circumstances seem dire, or maybe we're maybe even fearing for our life. God is a God who delivers, and in one way or another, a God who does what is best for us. Second thing I want to encourage is that you pray for others. Help others by your prayers. Now, pray for people specifically, by name if you can, or by their situation, and those prayers that sometimes you almost feel like maybe you're just talking to the ceiling, but they do make a difference. There is a powerful resource there, and you help others, believe it or not, by your prayers. Maybe they don't feel them, maybe they don't notice, but God hears them and God uses them. And so pray and help others by your prayers. And if you can, rather than just saying, I will pray for you, say, let me pray for you. And then do it right then, not later on or down the road or sometime when I remember, but right now when the issue is fresh on the table. And you don't have to use a long, long prayer or flowery sentences or anything like that. Just a prayer of a petition to God. And so pray with others if you can. It's an uplifting and it's a powerful thing. And I know what it feels like for me when people say, can I pray for you? And they do that. And somehow the guy who's always supposed to do the prayers gets prayed for. That's sort of a special experience for me. And so help others by your prayers. And the third thing, simply just praise the Lord. And Paul writing, he realizes the suffering, and he realizes the comfort and the trials and things that are going on. But he begins this letter by saying, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of comfort. And we need to praise God and thank him for his blessings and for his deliverance and the many times that he's taken care of those that we love and those that needs that we've had. In verse 11, he says, many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted in answer to the prayers of many. God hears the prayers, and as he answers those prayers, we can praise him. He is a God who delivers. He is a God, as we sang, who is worthy. He worthy of our praise and our honor. We don't say it nearly enough. How has God delivered you recently? Was there a deadly circumstance or a difficult thing, or maybe a trial by fire, or maybe a loneliness or an emptiness that God was helping you to deal with? How has God delivered things into your life that have been a blessing or been an encouragement or a comfort? Sometimes those things that God puts in our lives may seem small, but God often uses little things to do big results. And some things that seem like a little thing might be a huge thing. A $200 a year scholarship can turn into a whole life career of sharing and blessing. God can deliver through you as well, and you can be a blessing used by God to give strength and power to someone else. Let's pray together, shall we? Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God of blessing and strength and help and comfort. God, we pray for your healing touch on the lives of those who are hurting and struggling and suffering. Lord, may they sense your peace. May they sense that you are the God of all comfort, the Father of all compassion, and the God who mercy is filled with mercy and grace and hope. Lord, we thank you that we have learned that you are a God who delivers. You deliver us from those circumstances. You deliver to us some of the things that we need most often. You are a God who uses us to give strength and hope and help others by our prayers. Help us to do that, Lord, and help us to continue to rejoice and to praise you for who you are. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.